Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. We have had a wonderfully long Christmas break throughout the entirety of December, but it was fabulous and I'm very, very grateful for the position I am in to be able to do that. So I'm here back with you today talking about a topic that I know is something very, it's important. It is like your worst nightmare. It is your worst enemy. It is that thing that stops you from being able to show up consistently as you want to be and not just do that, but make a difference. Amelia's here. Make a difference in the world with the mission that you have, the people that you want to work with, and make money. So this is a really important episode and I'm really excited to talk with you about it today. So it is always so handy, I think, and I have the entirety of my life always gotten a journal, a pen, and written down just the little slices of information that are going to be of value to you, something that you might have heard before, but sometimes it takes 3, 5, or 20 times to hear it and from a different voice until it actually resonates with you. So I want to talk to you today about the reasons why you are shitting yourself when you want to share your message, why you have panic attacks at night when you go over everything you shared on your social media, the emails that you sent out to your coaching list, the offers that you shared, the opinions that you hold, the beliefs that you write in your messages, and the reason why you second guess yourself, doubt what you've done, think it's not good enough, think people will think that you're an absolute nutcase, that you're an imposter, that you don't deserve to have this success, that you're not good enough, and all of these things. Now, every single limiting belief that is really stopping you from stepping into your true power as a coach, helping the people that you are here to help, and changing your life and making money from it also, is all because of your safety and survival. So every single human being, no matter how they look, no matter how they show up, no matter what they achieve in their life, no matter where they are at in their journey in comparison to you, internally, inside of their skin, they are dealing with the internal fight as to whether to show up and essentially put yourself in danger, risk being judged, risk being abandoned, having to put their nervous system into fight or flight, and whether they show up and feel that inside of their body, but just do it anyway, or whether you let that feeling take over you and override the action that you take, and so thereby removing your potential and success and the opportunities and your dream clients finding you and new doors opening, and because you limit the shit you do, you you minimize the words you have to say, you make yourself smaller than what you want to be, you kind of like, I'm trying to think of a word that I know is there and it's not coming to my mind right now, but you basically sensitize yourself and what you want to do, be, have, share with the world, speak to your clients, because you are so afraid of this danger, this perceived danger that we all have innately within us as human beings in our subconscious mind, that it is not safe to be different. It's not safe that we don't fit in. It's not safe to be judged. It's not safe to be not be a part of the tribe. It is not safe to stand out. It is, Amelia has literally got the biggest grin just staring at me across the room, eating her Cheerios. It is not safe to have a different opinion. And it is all because of where we all evolved from, where we all come from in the tribal days, where if we were not a part of everything, if we didn't do as we were told, if we were not a part of the tribe, if we stood out, if we had differing opinions, I guess, then we wouldn't be a part of the pack, then you could potentially die. It sounds absolutely nuts, right? But that is how your mind is working right now. Because what else is there that's stopping you? truly, what else is stopping you from being you, having your opinions, saying the things that you want to say, speaking up for the work that you truly have to heal other people? Like, you are here to make a massive impact, right? You are here to change people's lives. But if you don't change internally how you think and how you respond to the reactions within your body and the limiting beliefs and the blocks and the mean girls, as I call them, there's five mean girls that limit you from stepping up, showing up consistently, being you, and unequivocally and conditionally being proud to be you, like being you, like making money, like what you do, share, save, even if no one else in the world did. What is stopping you from doing that? And it is always, always, always down to this safety inside of you, that you don't feel safe to step up. You don't feel safe to be different. You don't feel safe to stand out. You don't feel safe to be judged, to not please others, to displease people, to have other people disagree with you, to make other people feel uncomfortable, to trigger people, which as a coach, you know that is part of your role. But it doesn't mean that you rationally understand that. You consciously get that shit, but it doesn't mean subconsciously you are able to just naturally go with it anyway. So that is what it all comes down to. And when you understand that it's nothing about you, it literally is the mechanics within every single one of us and how we work, but it's just different people that succeed. That small percentage of people that really succeed are the people that just decide that that's not going to stop them. They change the limiting beliefs, they work on themselves internally, they heal childhood traumas, they heal the blocks that are stopping that next level of success. And speaking about that, I have got a brand new, what I am calling the big sister of freebies, out right now for you as a coach wanting to hit that next level, but feeling that literally you can do as much fucking strategy as you want to do. The strategy is not the thing anymore. It's about you now. So I'm going to link that beneath. Sign up. You'll get onto my email list as well, which is another amazing benefit. I love to write. Honestly, it's one of my most favorite things to do in the world. So you'll get extra juice, lots of me, lots of internal channeled wise wisdom, spicy shit to get you going and motivated. And you will also get your hypnosis recording. And I always advise at least 21 days to listen to that at night as you fall asleep so that it can get into your subconscious mind. So anyway, just a little short and sweet hello. Here we go, 2022. Let's change what we are doing, because if you don't change what you're doing by the thoughts and the feelings and the beliefs that you feel inside that make you take the action you were taking, you will never change the results that you are getting. All the love in the world.